Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
When Governor Pat McCrory released his budget last week, it was not the radical Tea Party slash-and-burn budget that many in Raleigh feared he would come up with when he appointed Art Pope as state budget director. A range of advocates were understandably relieved, but when you read the details, McCrory's budget is not a plan to move North Carolina forward. It just seems that way because the budgets of the last 2 years have been so draconian. Yes, McCrory spends slightly more than last year, but as the North Carolina Budget and Tax Center points out, he doesn't spend enough to keep state services at their current and woefully inadequate levels when you consider increased school enrollments and inflationary increases. It's not a step forward at all, it's a small step backwards. In a sane political environment, McCrory's spending plan would be a floor that lawmakers would build on with increased investments in education, human services, environmental protections, and community economic development. But these are not normal political times in North Carolina. The reactions to McCrory's meager and inadequate budget are ample evidence of that. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.